As college tuition continues to rise, some lawmakers and education advocates are calling on schools to spend more of their tax-exempt endowment funds on scholarships for low-income students. Those with endowments in the billion-dollar level are especially targeted by critics who accuse school administrators of hoarding the endowment money. Yesterday, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn looked at how some local schools spend their endowment funds. Today, she focuses on calls for changes in endowment spending.
To be sure, most higher education institutions are not in the billion-dollar endowment club with Duke, Stanford, or Harvard, whose funds range from $7 billion to more than $37 billion. Only 1.6% of schools fall in that category, according to the American Council on Education. The majority of public and private institutions, 84%, have endowments of less than $50 million. That said, critics accuse colleges and universities of being too frugal when it comes to using endowment money to keep tuition down and help needy students. Schools spend an average of a little more than 4% of their endowment funds annually. That's not enough, says Andrew Nichols of the advocacy group Education Trust.
We're certainly not asking these institutions to increase endowment spending, by 10 percentage points. But what we found is just modest increases in endowment spending can actually generate a lot of money because they have such healthy endowments, and that this money could be used to help low-income kids.
Nichols says even a 1% increase would make a big difference. He headed a study that looked at 138 schools with endowments over $500 million and says they found that only a few are spending more than 5% of those funds annually. A lot spend less. Private foundations are required to spend 5% of their asset values each year, but Nichols points out colleges are exempt.
A lot of institutions are more concerned, it seems, with preserving these funds for the long term versus immediately helping the students, particularly those who may need it the most, which are low-income students.
But school administrators say they have to think long-term in managing endowments. Here's Queen's University CFO Matt Packey, who helps oversee the school's $100 million endowment.
The way an endowment works is you invest the money so it generates a return, earnings. In your 401k, you invest that money and you generate dividends and interest and returns on that money. In our case, we spend that dividend and interest on the scholarships, but we leave the base investment alone, so it remains forever.
Packey says Queen's endowment has 280 separate accounts, with about 65% of them restricted for specific uses. He says they spend the average amount of their endowment each year, with 70% going toward scholarships. But Nichols and some congressional leaders think the schools have room to spend much more. In February, 56 schools with large endowments, including Duke and Wake Forest, received a letter from House and Senate congressional Republican leaders with a list of questions pertaining to their endowments. Last year and this September, hearings were held on Capitol Hill out of concern that tuition continues to rise at colleges while the percentage of endowment spending is stagnant.
Endowments are not generally used to lower the stated tuition fees of colleges.
Richard Vedder, an economist at Ohio University, testified before the House Ways and Means Committee last year.
Typically less than 20 cents out of every dollar of endowment income goes for this purpose. Making college more affordable is not the dominant use of endowed resources.
Not true, says Mike Schoenfeld, Duke University's vice president for public affairs.
The endowment is absolutely essential to keeping tuition down. If you come to Duke as an undergraduate, the cost is about $90,000. The price that we charge is about $60,000. So a large chunk of that comes from the income from the endowment.
Critics note that a lot of endowment money goes toward glitzy student centers, athletic fields, and pricey academic buildings. Another reason some lawmakers are exploring an end or changes to endowments' tax-exempt status, such as House Ways and Means Committee member Tom Reed, a Republican from New York.
Harvard, $5.5 billion in returns, tax-free, last year. Texas, it's getting a $3 billion return on its endowment each year, tax-free. I would propose something to you. In order to keep that tax-free qualification, maybe we mandate that the endowments take their earnings and mandate it goes to tuition relief to the students that are going there.
If that becomes taxable, that's an extra burden on the students.
Queen's University CFO Matt Packey.
We then have to make up that money somewhere else, increase the tuition and fees to the students to make up for the fact that we're paying taxes.
At issue for a lot of school administrators is fluctuating market returns. 2014 was a good year for endowments when returns were about 15%. But during the recession, officials at Duke say their endowment lost 25% of its value. And last year, UNC Charlotte's $180 million endowment lost money, says Beth Hardin, Vice Chancellor for Business Affairs.
There have been some heady years, and I think that's what's drawn the attention. But a year like fiscal year 16 is the wake-up call, because we lost money, $2.9 million. But we still have those students, faculty, we still have a library, still being supported on the basis of our endowment assets.
At Trust, Andrew Nichols says endowment discussions and hearings are getting schools' attention. To address critics, he says there is something colleges can do now.
Make low-income students a priority, request money from donors for that specific purpose. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that they simply are going after money in different types of buckets and not specifically for low-income kids now.
At Queen's, CFO Packey says they have a $20 million donor gift that's restricted for low-income students. Other local administrators pointed out that their capital campaigns and operating budgets also fund need-based financial aid. But advocates for change might have an ally in President-elect Trump. In the past, he said he wants to work with Congress to pressure schools with large endowments to spend more on financial aid or possibly lose their coveted tax-exempt status. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.